In Ridley Scott's new thriller, Body of Lies, Leonardo DiCaprio and Russell Crowe operate in the shadowy world of spies and deceit in the age of terrorism. DiCaprio plays a Mideast CIA agent on the ground, and Crowe plays his boss back at Langley. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
Body of Lies is a so-so thriller, but it's fascinating as the first American war on terror movie to weave its anti-U.S. politics so deeply into the narrative that the characters don't need to make big speeches. The politics are snuck in under the cliffhangers. Leonardo DiCaprio plays Roger Ferris, an idealistic Mideast CIA operative constantly undermined by his chummy, Langley-based boss, Ed, played by Russell Crowe with 20 or so extra pounds. Ed doesn't intentionally screw up Ferris's mission. He's also committed to wiping Al-Qaeda off the map. It's just that he's arrogant. When Ferris forms an alliance with the head of Jordanian intelligence, Hani Salam, to do surveillance on a terrorist safe house, Ed plays his own spy games on the side, out of habit. The situation is so abstract for him, he can kiss his kids goodbye at a Virginia school while talking tactics to Roger, whom he always calls Buddy, on his headset.
Listen, you want me to run Amman? Let me run Amman, all right? I have made promises to Hani Salam. Do you understand that?
Uh-huh. What's your point?
We have to respect what he wants.
I do respect him. What kind of thing?
You were going to blow this entire Amman operation.
I'm just trying to back you up, buddy. It's a dangerous, dangerous world out there, you know?
Well, don't back me up, because I don't need it, all right?
All right, whatever. You ready to go?
Whatever.
Whatever is right. To Ed, everyone is expendable. Frightened informants, contract employees, agents. He's not evil. He's not good. He's meant to embody American callousness and American incompetence, too, because even though he understands intellectually that Al-Qaeda has shunned technology and is playing a ground game, he's not on the ground where it matters. Body of Lies turns on an emerging terrorist leader called Al-Salim and Ferris's plot to smoke him out by creating a fictional terrorist, the idea being that Al-Salim's ego will be threatened by a rival. It's a good gimmick, and well orchestrated in the novel by Washington Post journalist David Ignatius, who knows the territory. But the movie's script, by William Monahan, is ungainly, and director Ridley Scott lets nothing interfere with his lickety-split pacing, including the need to slow down and hit some basic narrative beats. The moment Ferris hatches his scheme is missing. The moment he realizes how he's been used is murky. The payoff is muted. The movie is intense, with a harrowing climax, but it's not witty or memorable. If you've seen Joel and Ethan Coen's Burn After Reading, you might giggle at genre tropes the brothers burlesqued, here played absolutely straight. DiCaprio is fine, as usual, but the role has no color. The casting of Crowe is a bit of a stunt, one of the most physically intense actors alive, as a man so removed from the consequences of his actions, from the real world, that he doesn't even seem connected to his body. Because he's a star, we watch him attentively, but Ed remains a caricature. What keeps Body of Lies from being a non-event is a turn by the British actor Mark Strong as Jordanian spymaster Hani. He looks a little like Andy Garcia. He's sleek, darkly handsome, immaculately dressed, his posture relaxed, yet somehow coiled. His words to DiCaprio's Ferris are measured, yet momentous.
Now, we recently discovered a large Al-Salim safe house and training cell here in Amman. I would need your help with surveillance, sir. Now, this is what we know so far.
This is unusual. Ed Hoffman would rather have less information than share what he has with me.
Well, this is not Ed Hoffman. This is not my predecessor. This is me, sir. Please have a moment.
I have one rule. If we are to cooperate, my dear, never lie to me. Understand? Never lie to me.
It's fitting the actor playing the Jordanian should walk away with the movie, because the thrust of Body of Lies is that his character has far more understanding of how things work than the Americans do, a bitter assessment of U.S. chances in the war on terror. The movie is one of a new breed of thrillers that reflects a new national mood, a rejoinder to the myth of American omniscience. It says, we don't know nothing.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.